everyone. I'm Michelle Stevens, and welcome to your home group. We're so grateful that you're with us tonight. It's Wednesday night church, but kind of in our home. So we have a home setting here just for you. We want you to participate with us. We're excited for tonight's topic. As I was thinking about tonight's topic on that subject, I was putting myself in remembrance of things that in my lifetime that I remember, such as, do you remember when maybe the Cuban Missile Crisis happened or the Kennedy assassination? For me, I remember when Ronald Reagan was shot, or more recently, maybe 9/11. And what did life look like after that? And how did it change our life? So these are some of the events that we're going to kind of talk about. We're going to talk about what life is going to look like during this time, because during this time, it's not only caused us to pause, it's really caused us to stop. And so I've got a panel of moms with me tonight, and it's not just moms, but families. So what does our family look like during this time? So let's welcome tonight's panel. Tonight, we have Lauren Gatlin.
Hello.
We're so glad you're with us. And Brittany Barnes.
Hi.
We're so glad you're here. And Mary Kurth.
Hey, everyone.
Now, if you have questions, we want you to text them to us at 682-302-1309. That will help us to know maybe questions or concerns that you're going through. Not just that, but what are some of the fun things you're doing? We want to hear all the creative ways that you're, what you're doing with your family during this time. We have a lot of those here, and we're going to talk about those. Or you can email your questions to askhomegroup@govictory.com. So, with everything that's going around, ladies, where do we want to start?
Oh, man. The beginning?
The beginning. So the beginning, I think a lot of the beginning was, what are we going to do with school? That was the beginning, right?
For sure.
That was the immediate change for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, tell us, guys, tell us what ages your kids are, because I think we're all different age groups, and that helps everybody kind of wonder where you're at in life. Mm-hmm. And what your household looks like.
Yes.
So
we have a lot of kids doing this.
Yes. So Brittany, what are your kids? How old are your kids?
I have three boys. They're almost 7, almost 5, and almost 2.
A lot of boys. That's fun. Lauren?
Yeah, I've got a lot of boys too, but our oldest daughter is 11. And then we have a 6-year-old, a 3.5-year-old, and my twins just turned 2.
And twins.
Yeah.
And Mary?
So I have three girls.
All girls.
Yes, all girls. Lots of glitter in my house. My youngest is 7, and then I have a 9 and a 10-year-old.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So those are all really fun ages.
Definitely.
But as a mom of older kids, I can say sometimes I'm glad those days are gone. Although I do want to say this. I do miss nap time, for sure. Because was a good time for just quiet and peace in the house.
I look forward to that. And early bedtime.
And early bedtime, yeah. Yep. This is a whole other world in the teenage world. So I have a 22-year-old daughter who is at home during this time. My 19-year-old college son is home. And I have a 15-year-old son that's still doing algebra that I'm learning all over again.
So funny.
It has been a little bit fun. So tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing as far as school is concerned. And then we'll talk about other fun things.
Well, not much has changed for us. I mean, I was homeschooling Sage, started homeschooling Justice, but I didn't have to homeschool Sage at this age. She was in public school at this age. Okay. So that's something new for me to have to walk through first grade and all that kind of fun stuff. But you know more about that than I do.
Yes.
So yep. What do you do?
We homeschool.
Okay.
So we've been doing it for 3 years because my oldest requested to start real school at 4.
Wow.
And he wants to keep continuing even during summers and weekends, everything that. He wanted to do it Christmas Day. Like, that is how much he enjoys school.
That's awesome.
So we are just going like we always have. Now, our kindergartner, he already finished. He finished early.
Okay.
And then our oldest will finish in 9 days. So wow. I've tried to stretch it out a little bit because we were hoping by the time the quarantine ended, we'd get to see grandparents and things like that. Yeah. But he's just going to finish. So we're kind of just doing what we've been doing. But I would like to say that people who had kids in public school, it's not the same as homeschooling. Like, they are going through so much more. Like, they have to teach what the teachers are telling them to. It's way more difficult. And we're praying for them. And, you know, it's a whole different level than if you've been doing this all year with your kids. Then all of a sudden, I'm not at work now and I'm teaching my children what a teacher's telling me to, how I'm supposed to teach how they want me to.
Right.
So it's completely different.
Definitely. There is a big adjustment there. What about you, Mary? Are you homeschooling?
So this is our first year to homeschool. We've been in public school. My girls actually use a video-based curriculum, so I'm thankful that I don't have to teach three grades at once right now.
Yes.
But my husband and I both work full-time, and so we are all in the house with and our animals,
yes.
you know, so that it's been an adjustment to be together all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, we want to encourage you dads, too, that you're out there. We know that there are dads that this is a whole new life. This is, you know, you may be working from home. And so this is a really different season. And we're excited to talk about the things about family. It's not just about schooling, but what are some of the other things that are going on? Because we know that we're not just teaching them in their education realm, but mm-hmm. there's a spiritual aspect to this.
Yeah.
And it's the whole child, right? Mm-hmm. It's the mind, the will, it's their physical needs that they have, mm-hmm. you know, the body. So what are some of the things that you guys are doing differently? Do you have a schedule? Are there things that you go do outside? And what are some of the new creative things you might be doing in terms of learning something new?
Gosh, I think we've kind of kept our school schedule because we've had that established already. So still getting up, still trying to get it done at a decent time in the day, you know, so it doesn't stretch on forever, which is sometimes much easier said than done. There's mm-hmm. definitely been some struggle bus days where we're going till 6 o'clock and, you know.
Yeah.
But things that we've done kind of differently during this time, there's been, you know, there's no sports. That was a huge thing.
Right.
Volleyball's not happening. Soccer's not happening. Church isn't happening. Sleepovers pretty much every weekend with girls, you know.
Yeah.
So just really going from an interactive, always leaving the house lifestyle to my kids really haven't left the house in weeks now, you know?
Yeah.
So one thing that's been huge for us is just we've been going on nightly walks just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
They ride their bikes. I walk the dogs. My husband walks our other, you know, we have two dogs. So that's been a huge thing for us just to breathe and have space and exercise. Yeah. Just that's been, and I hope we keep that after this.
Yeah.
Just that time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it does change. The whole thing has changed, right? So what are do your kids, are they aware about what's going on? Is there an awareness about, tell me a little bit about what they're sensing.
My six-year-old, actually, because we tried to explain it to him in terms that they would understand. You know, we called them germs.
Okay.
Didn't get too much into detail. Mm-hmm. But our six-year-old one day was eating, and he's like, I think the devil is just trying to make people so scared by this germ. And I was like, you know what, buddy? That's right.
Perceptive.
And so we really prayed about it. And we ended up, this was before sheltering in. We had to go to a store. Daddy was at work, so I had to take him. So I told him, I was like, before we go into the store, you know, we're going to disinfect and everything like that. But I said, I want you praying while you're in there. I was like, you can pray in tongues or you're going to pray peace to everyone we pass by. And I was like, smile big, because I was like, these people are hurting right now. And they just, they thought it was so much fun. They were like, we got to smile at everyone, and they were waving.
Wrong joy.
But we tried to bring peace and joy when we did have to go out. Now they're not able to.
Yeah. Right.
But we actually started writing scriptures on our driveway.
Wow.
So I'll write them, and then our oldest will copy them so that when people drive by, they can see them, things like that.
Yeah.
So we can be uplifting to our neighbors still.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Not much has changed for us. We've incorporated a lot of more like walking and all that kind of stuff. I got a bike with like the trailer on the back. So I put the twins in there and we just drive. But I reached out to some of our moms on our like mom's life thing just to ask like, what have you guys been doing? Because I want to do more stuff and I hope it continues after too. Mm-hmm. But I had heard there were some older kids who were like creating and designing their own board games to play.
They
made like a family flag, and I just thought that was so amazing. And they turned their garage space into something fun for their kids. So it's been fun to hear everybody's you know, stories about what they've been doing to keep busy.
Yeah. We've had a lot of like we did a fort, like we turned the whole upstairs into a fort, or we've done scavenger hunts in the neighborhood. My neighborhood has a Facebook page, and so that's done things like everybody put something in their lawn, and you have to go like do a scavenger hunt to find the things.
Yeah.
Or we're doing a drive-by parade this week that some of the guys organized. So cool. You know,
well,
just
just on the topic, we have a couple clips of your kids. So we want to just show those because Brittany's gotten really creative.
This is pretty much normal life. Like, most of these clips were a little before the quarantine even, because we try to incorporate it with school and just try to have fun.
Yeah. So I want to show the clip where they're working with numbers on the kitchen floor. So this is clip number two. So let's watch this.
All right. Okay. You're doing good, buddy. Now what number do you go to?
Two.
Then what number?
Three.
Really wanted to, like, I told him only go to this number, and he was like, oh no, I need to go to this number. And then his big brother jumps in towards the end and does the last few,
because so they didn't do it all at the same time.
No. Okay. So I tried to, and baby was sleeping because he just runs through it. He hasn't understood cleaning yet, so he just takes out everything we clean or licks it or something. So right now we clean when he sleeps.
That is so awesome. He's so cute.
That's cool. Because with somebody with them who want to learn so much, you have to get creative.
Yes. Yeah. We clean. We have a little cleaning set. They have their own cleaning set. So they go, and if they make a mess, they're expected to clean it up. Like, our kids, once they can hold something, they clean up. So even when ours was 6 month old, if he picked up a toy, I'd carry him to the toy box and he'd have to drop it. So he learned, you know, you pick up your mess. But I thought this way would be fun and a little more creative than just go scrub the floor.
I've enlisted mine for dishes a lot more.
Yeah.
They used to, like, love doing the dishes with me, but now that we're all eating every meal at home,
yes,
there are a lot of dishes. And now they're just so over it, you know. But we've been doing a lot of cooking together too, which makes more dishes.
Yep.
You know.
Yes. So now I know this is all fun, but listen, with three adult kids, it's a little different, and it's not always peaceful. We're in each other's space. We're doing different things. I mean, we've changed rooms. We have moved furniture. We've moved one from another so they don't hear that one. So we've done a lot of rearranging. But why? Because we want to keep the peace.
Yeah.
But there's so much that's going on that I think sometimes as moms, we think we have to do it all.
For
right?
Sure.
So are there any frustrations in terms of the pressure to be the teacher, to be the mom and parent at the same time?
Absolutely.
What are those are you dealing with any of those types of things?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a type A achiever, overachiever, responsible kind of person. And so the temptation for me is, yes, I can finally get to my long list that I've been waiting to get to. And a friend actually sent me a text earlier that said, because she knew it would relate to me, that this is a pandemic. This is not a productivity contest.
Yeah, right.
And so allowing yourself, giving yourself permission that I don't have to cross off all of my to-dos and make sure my house is sparkling clean, you know. But like you said, the most important thing for me right now has been keeping the peace in my household. My kids do hear what their friends say, what the news says, you know.
Right.
And so we've spent a lot of time just, you know, we talk about how we're in this world, not of it. And now we're actually seeing that come to life, and how we operate by faith and not by fear, you know. And so it's been just kind of a reality check of we're going to live by faith, not by sight, and this is how we have to do it right now.
Yeah.
You know,
and I am thankful though that, you know, as we go to the grocery store, and I don't know if you take your kids or not, you know, how things are. Mine are older, so they definitely go to the store on their own, or they'll go pick up stuff for me, which is a great blessing. But I am so thankful the shelves are full, because the first few times we went in the store, the shelves were not full.
Right.
Right?
I was okay with it till they messed with my coffee supplies, and then I was not okay with it.
My husband was, until he didn't see any meat, and he's like, I can't be a vegetarian. He's like, you have to find me meat.
I can't be a vegetarian.
I need it. He's like, I can handle any of this. but I need some ground beef. I just need beef.
Oh, that's great. That's hilarious.
Yeah, chicken was the thing for a while. We couldn't find chicken. Yeah. Now we got chicken. But I am grateful for that. And that's just, you know, when you're calm and you just wait because you know the Lord's going to provide.
Yep. Yes.
And but to watch the panic of the world,
right?
Yeah. And it was in full force.
Yeah.
And to watch that happen and your kids see it and it caused them, you know, well, my older kids to like take note of what's happening.
I think it's easier to prevent the little kids from seeing that because they're just in their own little worlds.
There is a blessing to being a child and in that, you know, and just know mom and dad are got me taken care of, right?
Yeah.
Well, we want to share this clip with you with Jeremy Pearson. He's talking about parenting. This is clip number 5. We'll be back after this.
And I am learning this thing called parenting, man. It is a learn as you go experience. It is a learn as you go exercise. You're not going to read a book and say, okay, I'm ready to be a parent now. You learn this thing as you go. And I am learning every day now for the last 2+ years about how to be a dad. And last night I was laying in bed with Justice. I was putting him to sleep. And he was awake and I was awake and just laying there with him. And I've had this thought over and over. I've had it, I don't know how many times in the last couple of years, but I had it almost overwhelmingly last night as I'm laying there with him and saying goodnight to him. I realize that my main job as a parent, my main responsibility, my first priority in this life as his dad is to convince him of how much I love him. That's my job. Everything else that I do as Justice Daddy has to come out of how much I love him. My job is to convince that little boy, is for that little boy to grow up in my house absolutely persuaded and convinced that he is loved by his daddy and loved by his mommy, but even more than that, that he is loved by his Father God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my job. That is my job. That is my role as a parent, to tell that little boy a couple of dozen times a day, if not more, I love you. I love you. I'm just laying there with him last night. It's dark. I had my arm around him and it was so sweet. He moved my arm so that he could put his arm around me. And I said, Justice, I want to tell you something, buddy. Look at Daddy. I want you to know how much I love you.
That is so good. Now, here at the ministry, EMIC, if you go to emic.org/virtualchurch, we have provided videos for your children, and not just your children, but our youth as well. So we want to make you aware of that. Make yourself available to that so that your kids are staying connected on a spiritual level. That is the most important place. That is the most important thing. But kids need to have that sense of security, right? And so just saying, I love you, how important is that?
It's huge. Yeah, that affirmation of it every day.
I would even encourage the parents to watch the programming as well.
Yes. That's
because
good.
Sometimes it's easier for the youth or whatever to turn it on and then they're in their own space. I know they want their own privacy, but I think it'd be a good talking point for you guys too.
Yeah. I've noticed with my 15-year-old, now my son goes to private schools, so we've had to learn virtual learning at home. And part of his curriculum is Bible. But I've noticed what a blessing it is for me to sit with him. Now, I have to bring him to the table because he's 15 and he'll tell me he did it.
Yeah. He's nothing to the same.
So I'm like, wait a minute. I want to see you do it. I want to show me that you complete. Yep. I want to see you hit send, you know. So these are the things that we have to do at home. But I realized we're doing the Bible assignments together. We would have never done the Bible assignments together. This has really brought an opportunity for me and him to start discussing what it says in the Word. What does it mean to you? And so I encourage you, not just doing a devotion, but really the things, being aware of where they're at, what they're feeling, asking them, how are you feeling today? Mm-hmm. Because their feelings are very real to them and a very important part of their security.
Yeah. They have no one else to talk to. They don't have their friends.
Yes.
That just, you know, that just hit me.
Yeah. They don't have their
friends. My daughter was telling me today, I miss my best friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, I didn't think about that. I'm really bad at doing it. I've been learning, you know, Quest has shown me because he's the one who's more aware of all that kind of feelings and emotions and stuff. I'm not. I'm that like independent. I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm good on my own. So I've had to learn that. And it's, you could tell my daughter was like a little bit uncomfortable when she heard me say, I love you. Mm-hmm. Before, like, I'm not letting you leave until you say it back to me.
I'm so glad you said that because I feel so much better.
She's good now. Now she comes and hunts me.
No, but me, I'm the same way. I just, I'm, you know, moms don't talk about things like, you know, I'm type A or I, you know, we need to talk about these things that this is real. Our kids have a sense of us and now they're getting a new sense of who we are.
Yeah, the other side of the coin, you know. And my kids have been so excited to watch the Super Kid programming that's come out. So they've been getting up and watching it before I even get up on Sunday mornings. They're like, awesome. I come out of the room and they're like, we just finished Super Kids. We're making the pancake recipe. Like, they're all about it. Yeah.
I'm going to have to get that recipe.
Man.
I have to say, as watching church online, and it's been a blessing, and this is like, to be honest, this is full face makeup. I haven't done it in 7 days. So I'm like, I've been trimming my own hair.
Yep.
I'm doing my own manicures. So yes, it's all real. Yeah. But I have to say, I don't know that I would have ever sat my kids down the way we have.
Yeah.
And we have taken communion more times in the last, few weeks. Mm-hmm. And this is, for us, it's week five. You know, this is real. This is week five. We're doing this. And I'm like, and I just look back and I often wonder, since the world is at pause or we're stopped at this moment, is the things that I'm hearing from the Lord in this season, what am I hearing and what is going to be going on after this? Because like 9/11 happened and my kids were very little, so they don't remember anything. Like, they don't know that we traveled without having to be, you know, going through security or taking our shoes off. And so my thought is, what is the world going to look like after this? Mm-hmm. What is that going to feel like? Because I noticed yesterday I went to the grocery store with no makeup and I saw a student, and I'm just real. I saw a student that I, you know, at the school I work at, and she came to me to hug me, and we stopped.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and like it was like, yourself. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
And I realized in that moment, I almost cried.
I know. Yeah. I was thinking about that getting ready today. Like, I want to hug somebody. I want to hug her. I just want to hug someone that's like not my husband. I love you, babe, but you know.
I don't want to hug you anymore. But the reality of what's life going to be like, and are we going to go back to normal?
Right.
Or what is normal?
Right.
I hope we appreciate each other more and our company, and I don't know, that kind of.
I don't know. I'm so glad to see other people right now. I'm just so, like, I feel like I've escaped.
I know.
My husband's like, oh, you get to leave the house. And he's like, well, I've been grocery shopping. And he's like, you get to see other real people and talk to them. Because he's like, you're not talking to anyone at the grocery store.
Right.
You got your list. You're trying to get in and out. Mm-hmm. They've got plexiglass between you. He's like, you're not actually getting to communicate.
Yep.
And I was like, well, that's true. And he's like, you need it.
And that's true. There's plexiglass at the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not even talking to the, I thought, wow, this has really changed. One of the other things that I think, and we want to touch on, is now some of our husbands are working from home. What does that look like? How are our kids adjusting to that? Or how is our husbands adjusting to being at home? It's a little different.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Right? Our schedules are now different. And will our schedules go back to normal?
Right.
What does that look like? So how is your family adjusting?
So my husband is able to work from home some anyway. So he actually, before they did the shelter in order, his boss here at KCM told him to start working from home. And so our boys are pretty good at, you know, daddy's working. Now, before this, in the afternoons, we would go to my parents' house because they have an acre of land. And that was our gym time, like get them really tired.
Yeah.
Get all their energy out. So he was used to that. So now we're home with him the whole time.
Yeah.
So he goes upstairs and actually, we have an office, but he goes and works in their playroom because he's like, it's the whole other level of the house.
Yeah.
But they're like climbing on him. Our one-year-old every morning wakes up and cuddles him while he works for like 30 minutes. And then he'll eat his breakfast. And I'm
That's
like,
so funny.
Oh, this is, I was like, I'm going to have to like really give him a little extra love when you go back to work. Cause I'm like, he's such a daddy's boy now. Mm-hmm. Like he was gotten not like that before, but that's kind of what we're going through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Quest at home?
He is a little bit more, when he isn't on, you know, having to work here.
Right. Rural duty. Yeah.
But yeah, he is doing a couple extra things that he didn't have to do in the past with all the programming and stuff for the youth. But he set up shop in the garage. We don't have a big, we have a small house and five kids. So like wherever he's like, sometimes he just wants to come here to come here. So because
I need to escape.
I need my daddy. Like they love their dad. And so he can't get any work done sometimes. So he has a little setup in the garage, unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, he's still working away.
Man. Oh, well. For our house, the three magic words, noise, canceling, headphones. They've been huge. Just having conference calls from home and just being okay with my daughter coming in behind me and putting her head on here and like, everybody say hi, you know? Yeah. Just being, everybody's aware that we're all in this together.
Yes.
Separately,
yes.
But together, you know? And so there's an understanding and it's definitely been a challenge to try to stay on task. Yes. At some points, but I think there's kind of a grace for everybody right now, you know, so.
Learning to be flexible is a thing that you have to learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not like you turn the switch and you're automatically flexible, but learning to be flexible is
practice,
one of those things.
Consistency and patience. That's what you need.
Yes.
Listen, we are taking your questions. So I have a couple questions here I want to get to. But if you have any questions, you want to add in something, we want you to text them to us, 682-302-1301. Or you can email them at askhomegroup@govictory.com. We want to hear from you. I have a question here that I want to address. And this is Sherry. She says, and this really touches my heart. She says, as a grandma, I recently bought a video of myself singing my young grandchildren's favorite song, Old MacDonald, and videotaped me singing it while on the piano and emailed it to them so they can sing along with me at the same
time. Oh, I love it.
So cute.
That is amazing.
That's so thoughtful. And she like she did something that would mean something to them.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge point in all this, and is that we're all having to connect on a different level, not just on our own terms, but we're stuck with everybody else's terms right now, too. And so learning how to connect with everybody else where it blesses them, that's huge. Yes.
That is amazing. Such a blessing. I was watching videos about, and I think grandparents are a big, this is a big key right here, is talking about grandparents, because they're a huge, vital part of the family unit.
Yeah.
And they're not seeing the grandkids the way they were. And so Do you guys have any stories about your kids with their grandparents?
So our boys see one set of grandparents. We both are here, but they see one set at least for an hour a day, really. They both live very close. So this has been really hard for them. So my parents or my husband's parents have dropped off stuff, and we open the door, and they stay outside, and we stay inside. So the kids get to wave and talk to them, and then they've brought them little treats and things like
that. Sweet.
Really? And then our oldest did ask, he's like, before we go to bed every night, can we FaceTime Mimi and Papa and Granny and Grandpa? He's like, not to talk long, just to tell them I love them.
Because
they're used to spending the night, and it's our anniversary this weekend, so they were actually going to spend all weekend with grandparents this weekend. So they were like, can we still do that? And we're like, no, guys, you're with us. And they're like, well, right when this thing ends, we get to spend the night, right? Like that very next day. And I was like, well, we'll talk. But that's been the hardest part for our boys is they're used to seeing them almost every day.
Yeah.
And so then to not see them or to not touch them
it's
has been
just
kind of
really
hard.
A challenge. And they don't understand it fully.
Yeah.
You know, why that is. And so that is a little bit, that is really hard. But I do pray for those that have grandchildren that you're not able to be in contact with. And listen, we are taking your prayers as well. So if you want to call in and you just need somebody to agree with you, we want you to call in our prayer line. It's 877-281-6297. We are taking those prayer lines. We have somebody there for you that will agree with you in faith, that will encourage you in the Word of God. And I tell you what, there's such an anointing when you call in and pray with someone here at our prayer ministry.
Absolutely.
It is powerful. So we encourage you to do that. We have another question. Somebody asked, what is something new that's happened that you hope continues when this is over? Oh, that's a good one.
So I think we kind of touched on a little bit with just some of those routines, those family routines and connecting with one another like we hadn't before or I hadn't thought to before.
We're
getting more creative and
it's
all that.
Like using this time as a reset, hitting that reset button and just reprioritizing. I don't want to get to that same place of busy.
Yeah.
You know?
It does, right?
Yeah. I really like the slower pace and the connecting aspect of
with
it more.
When I asked our mom's life, how has this impacted you? Somebody said something that just really touched me, and they said that they've been thinking about what they want their family to look like when they are in their 60s and 70s.
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I just thought, that blesses me, because now it got me thinking about that.
Yeah.
By then, you're going to have grandkids and all that, so how do you want their families to look like? We're setting that example right now, I think. So
that's so good. I know one thing that I need to stop is my daughter baking cupcakes.
We made a lot of brownies. I know.
I can tell when she's stressed out with her brothers because she comes downstairs and there's another set of cupcakes.
See, and I clean when I'm feeling frustrated. I clean. So I've gotten a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. My baseboards are clean.
Man. Y'all can come to my house. Gosh.
Right.
Come clean my house.
Yeah. We can just rotate houses.
Yeah.
Like, somebody do something else. That's awesome.
That's funny.
I have another text in here, a question we want to get to with Anne. She says, I'm experiencing the year anniversary of my husband going home to be with the Lord without being able to go stay with my daughters, as I have been doing for days at a time since he left. I'm talking and texting with them and my son, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Family relationships have really shifted, don't you think?
Yeah.
Now, are you guys talking to your parents, and are they long distance? Are they short distance?
Mine are both here. I feel like I haven't done as good as I should have. We've stayed more clear of my side. Just my dad's had some health challenges, and so just kind of being really protective of that. I know he's covered with the blood, but using practical wisdom too. So we've driven by and waved out the door and stuff. But I kind of got on myself the other day that I should have been in touch with them more than I have been. My husband's side is really proactive and they do really well at staying in touch with them. But I could do better at that.
Yeah. I recently got in contact with my father. He's passed away now, but we weren't really in communication with like my grandmother and all that. And we FaceTimed the other day, first time in several years.
Wow.
And so that was nice. So that was my grandma. But like my parent-in-laws, my husband's parents, they travel a lot. And so they were expecting to come here in April, and they had to cancel that. So that's been rough. But they're in California, so we just FaceTime them. So none of that has changed for us, thankfully.
It is kind of a moment where we pause and, you know, in this thing. But imagine, I kind of just get the sense like how relationships are maybe being restored, or we're taking note of how to do better, is almost like the Lord saying, hey, I need this time with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And our relationship with him growing and deepening and things that he's given us, you know, like he's saying, what the enemy is set for evil, God is always turning, you know, he'll turn that for good. And so I love that. I see the relationship aspect of whether it's our children or our parents or our spouses and taking note of the things that I don't know that I like doing life the way we did, you know, but maybe
there may be things that we aren't seeing yet.
Yeah.
That we'll see in the future.
Yeah.
And
then
turn around and say, I think that happened during this time. So, I mean, we've used this time a lot for fasting and praying, and that's setting for future.
Yeah.
So I know we're going to see more and more.
So good. We have another question here. It says, she says, I'm a single mom and I'm doing this alone. And she says, do you have any suggestions? I'm working full time from home and I still have to homeschool my 12-year-old daughter. Wow.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to definitely be praying for all of you single moms out there and single dads, those of you that are doing this on your own. I know this, you're really not alone because the Holy Spirit is ever present, and he's going to give you the wisdom, the knowledge, the ideas, and areas that you that he can help you maneuver this time. And yeah. I do know this. This is one of the things that I'm holding on to personally, is this too shall pass.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And give yourself so much grace yes. in this season. Yeah. Like, the Lord is there. He's anointed you to be their parent.
Amen.
So he's going to equip you with everything that you need. But just really take hold of the Lord as your ever-present help in a time of need. And have that quiet time with him before the kids wake up. Mm-hmm. So you've got that peace already established in your heart to set the day. But just give yourself lots of grace during this season.
Mary, why don't you go ahead and just pray for single moms and dads right now? Why don't you just, I just sense the anointing here. And,
yeah.
Can we just pray? Would you just pray for them?
Absolutely. Father, we just come to you right now, Lord, and we lift our brothers and our sisters to you,
Thank
Lord,
you,
who
Lord.
Are single parents, Lord. Mm-hmm. You knew this was coming. This is not a surprise to you. So you have a plan for them to be successful and victorious yes. right where they are right now. So Holy Spirit,
yes.
invade their space right now. Let them feel your tangible presence.
Thank
Let
you,
them
Lord.
Feel the joy of your strength, Lord, that it just, it boosts their strength. It boosts their peace right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And we just encourage them, Lord, that this will end. This is a season. Seasons change, seasons turn, Lord, and
yes.
that you're leading them through this valley, Lord, into that next place. And Lord, we just thank you that they're equipped, that they're anointed, and that they have your Holy Spirit to help them complete this phase, Lord. And we just thank you right now that they feel your presence and your love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. We are praying for you. Right now, I want to take us to another clip on a parenting perspective with Kelly Copeland. So this is clip number 6, and we'll be back right after this.
Let's see. It says, how do you raise children in a household of faith? Well, you know, for us, that was, I mean, if you're in a household, if you are a household of faith, that's where your kids are raised. So you can't pretend. My daughter said about someone, you know, are they a Christian? And I said, well, she was actually, this was when she was 6. Are they a Christian? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, they say they are. You can't really judge people for that. But, I said, why are you asking that? She said, well, because they only read the Bible and they only pray at church.
Oh.
So they do observe. So mm-hmm. if you are faking to be of household of faith, then your child will grow up thinking that's the way you walk in faith. And mm-hmm. that can be deadly. But, you know, my parents, I think I'll go back to their example, because one of the things that they did with us was they never said things like, we can't afford that
mm-hmm.
or you can't do that. I think I always felt the possibilities are always there and they're always in God. But if I wanted something, they would say, that's a great faith project. So they would allow me and promote me to believe God. And, you know, it was for stuff, because that's what kids want.
Yeah.
You know, now it's all kinds of stuff. But for me, it was I wanted a dog. I wanted a bike. I wanted a horse. And instead of saying, hey, no way, we aren't getting a horse. We don't have a place to put it. They just said, you know, use your faith and we'll agree with you. Or boats. There's
yeah.
a lot of stories about, you know, my brother and I believing for something. But what that did for me, Jerianne, was when my daughter was sick and they said she was going to die, or when one of them was in a car wreck and they said she was going to not make it, I thought back. It's mm-hmm. just like, you know, this is no different than the lion and the bear. This is no different than a bike or a horse. God would give me those things and answer that.
He will do this.
Yeah.
So
by building those stones in your life, those memorial stones in your children's life, allow them to use their faith. Don't just go get everything that they want.
Well,
allow them to use their faith, and it builds that confidence in God.
That's praise God. Faith over fear. This is an exciting time,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's one way to put it.
Right. I'm excited because I yeah. am not just talking faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? I'm now putting my faith to action.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, what about you guys? Do you see a difference in how your kids listen? I know this, when the kids are little, they're watching everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we say, everything we do. But what having them put their own faith to this has been really exciting to see that come to fruition.
We started we've always talked about no fear in our house.
Yeah.
Because I used to deal with anxiety and panic attacks. So it's something I'm very watchful of what we allow in. Mm-hmm. So we always have said that, but I've caught our kids, like, while they're playing, like, one of them the other day was like, no, I'm not going to be afraid of any germs because they're not coming into this house. Mm. But he's listening to what we're saying. And so we're being very watchful about what our words are right now. We're playing, Keith Moore has a album on his Roku channel, The Peace of God.
Yes.
We're playing that for them at nights, and they actually will ask for it. They want Brother Moore's healing or peace.
That's cool.
And yeah. So we have that when they're sleeping. We have sermons on. We're watching very closely what's coming on our TV. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's a show they're allowed to watch,
right.
But it may have an episode that talks about a monster or something like that, where that might be okay for us to see another time. But because it's so heightened right now,
yeah.
We're not letting that in right now. We're being very watchful and guarded about what they're seeing and hearing. They're not seeing any type of news. You know, we watch that quietly in our room away from them, mm-hmm. so that they're hearing just the word and, like, joy.
The word only. Yep.
Yeah. It's interesting what you know, older kids are perceiving this time, and just even in my house, and I maybe yours, I don't know, is the signs of the times, you know. And we hear, and I watch Pastor Terry on Faith Foundations on Sunday morning and talking about the signs and the different things mm-hmm. that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And it's not just things that are in the Bible, but we're actually starting to watch these things happen. Yep. And so they're asking me questions about the return of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Is he coming? Mm-hmm. And so I have to do this from a faith position that whether he comes or not, we're ready, you know, and not to put too much emphasis, because my daughter was like, but wait, I haven't gotten married yet. And there's things that she wants to do in her life. And so mm-hmm. that's real.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk to her about, it's okay to have that feeling.
Yeah.
The Lord knows how we're feeling, but to just be prepared and be ready.
Yeah.
We have a couple of comments here we want to get to. Tammy says, thank you for the virtual church. It has been a blessing for our family time.
Good.
And if you do not know what we're talking about, here's a way. So we were going to show you just a little bit of Super Kid Academy and 1440 programs that we have here at EMIC. Again, if you want to tune into these, emic.org/virtualchurch. But let me show you what they're watching.
Hi, Super Kids. I'm Commander Kelly, and I have a word for you today. We're talking about protection on our show today. In the last few weeks, we've talked about Psalm 91, and we've talked about a lot of things that actually put us in the position to be protected. But I want to talk to you today about a package deal. Have you ever thought about Jesus? He's a package deal. And you get the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in a package deal.
So today we are making something super yummy. It is turkey, bacon, oatmeal pancakes.
What? Those sound amazing.
At home this week, Super Kids, this week we're talking about the parable of the lost sheep. And we have something fun for you to do at home.
That's true. At home, I have had a ton of time. Like, I have been doing my nails. I bought a bunch of stuff. I made this weird, like, blueberry banana oatmeal cake thing. It was kind of weird. And because I have a lot of time, we assume that you guys have a lot of time as well.
Super Kids, our God wants to be protection for you. And the secret place with Jesus is the best place to be. Listen up so you can learn more about how God is our protector.
Again, we want to send you to that emic.org/virtualchurch, and you want to participate in that. And I don't know about you, but what are turkey bacon pancakes? Because I'm not sure what they are.
Yeah, you literally cook the bacon and chop it up and cook it in the pancake.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
That's the ones that my daughter was excited to make.
Yeah.
Okay, well, those are some creative recipes, because I'm thinking, wow, that's new. Yep. I've not heard of that one. All right, we want to take all of your comments, and if you have questions and just want to add to, we want to take those. So make sure that you go to askhomegroup@govictory.com, or you can text it in by 682-302-1301. We want to hear from you. I've got a couple of other people on here that we want to get to, because we do take these very important. There was a text that came in that said, thank you, Mary, for sharing about being productive. She says, I'm a public school teacher and I'm trying to learn how to teach online. This is a big deal for teachers.
Wow, yeah.
and trying to support my students and feeling unproductive that I haven't cleaned out the garage like most people on my block. So thank you for liberating us by saying what you said, because there is no condemnation.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think a lot of her students will remember her. You know how some teachers you forget, some teachers you always remember?
That's a good word.
I think that they will remember her.
Yeah.
And they have no idea all the work and all of that she's put into. She hasn't, you know, her garage has been suffering, but
it'll still be there.
Yeah. Like, it'll be there this summer.
Summer comes.
Summer comes. Yeah.
I know. I do want to pray, you know, we should just pray over these teachers because there is a lot of teachers out there that are not, they're not tech savvy, you know, and maybe this is new for some of them in terms of getting their stuff online and getting their stuff to their students. And so, Brittany, would you pray over our teachers that teach, and not just moms, but those that are out there, because they are so important in our kids' lives and they do such a great service. So do you mind praying for our teachers?
Yes, I can do that. Lord, we thank you for our teachers. We thank you that they are in our children's lives. We pray over them right now, that you give them wisdom, that they are led by the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
For dealing with each parent and each child, Lord. We pray that you give them peace and they feel your love, Father. A lot of these teachers get love from their students. Mm-hmm. And right now, they're not with them. So we pray that they feel your tangible presence with them while they're at their home and while they're trying to teach to teach their children. And that you give them wisdom and a peace, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We do appreciate all teachers and not just them, but there's others here. But I have another comment we want to get to. Lily writes in, she says, I'm struggling because I no longer have my drive time I used to have, because she used it as a devotion time and she's really needing that. So how's devotion time changed for you guys?
So I sometimes go into my bedroom and close the door and then go into my bathroom and close the door and then go into my closet and close the door into my holy of holies and just like literally hide. You know, when the kids have a show on or whatever, or I'm just at a place that I need, I know that I need.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, so I've just taken away that time to steal away and just kind of refocus on myself. Pray in tongues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pray in tongues, all
day.
Tongues.
Yeah. All day.
I find my day goes so much smoother when I get that done in the morning.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. 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 The mornings for me seem to be a little quieter. Because I have teenagers, so they sleep longer.
Not with my little ones and two dogs. It's like the mornings are like, ah! Yeah.
But I do find that the closet is the safest place at the moment. So I would encourage you to find a place in your home. Maybe if it is a walk, maybe go
instead of driving. You could still go get in your car.
Yeah.
Like, go sit in the garage, go sit in your car.
Like, I don't know what state she's in. That might differ, but.
Yeah.
That's true. But even in your garage, you'd sit in the car.
Yeah. I've done that too. Yeah.
That's awesome.
They're just all of these thoughts are going through my head.
Well, I heard somebody was doing a drive-in theater in their garage with their mate. Once the kids went to bed, they put the computer up and they did a drive-in movie in their garage because they just needed a date. But they had the baby monitor on so they could still hear their kids. They were following rules.
Yeah.
But really, they said it made such a difference just stepping into the garage.
Yeah. We have done in our garage like a white sheet and shot a projector with like a movie or something on and got our camping chairs.
Oh, yeah.
And hung out in there. So,
yeah. There are so many things in this season that I think creativity just starts to flow, you know, and maybe our busy lives, that takes away from that. Because we're so used to doing that busyness that we forget to lean into that, you know, creativity time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be excited about all the new innovations that are coming out from this, because this is the season where innovation comes.
Yep. That's right.
Right? You find a need and you start innovating. And so I'm praying that over the body of Christ, too, that God's going to give us witty inventions and ideas for this season, for the next season coming up. It's going to be exciting. One of the things that I just kind of want to touch base on, and maybe you guys can lean into this about your family, is there something the Lord's given you so far, just as a family, something new, something different that to take away from in this season of time?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, huge, but, you know, I can't say much right now, but you should always have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Individually, as a couple and as a family, as a church, you know, all of that. There should always be a vision. You should always have a purpose. And I think you can use this time now too to really seek God and ask Him, what is your purpose mm-hmm. for myself, for my family? Each individual child is so unique.
Yeah.
To be a better wife to your husband, all of that kind of thing. And it's a really quiet time right now as well to focus on that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I want to say family mantra. I keep hearing the word mantra. I don't know what that means. I'm going to have to go really study that out, what that means. But have a voice. This is our family voice. This is what we say. This is what, you
like
know.
Your
as
anthem.
Yes, as a family. So I'm looking forward to that. I may have to start writing some stuff down. But Nancy has a question here that I want to get to, and it does talk about our spouses, so I want to talk about that. She says, my kids are not as hard as my husband. He's bored. He's not used to occupying himself. His work schedule is so different now. And how do you deal with your spouse?
So my husband works full time, and then he actually does contract work at night after our kids go to bed. So we've kind of spend that time together. Even if he's working, we're still talking back and forth. But something he did for me was, since our anniversary plans were all canceled, he knows my love language is Christmas. So he actually got with the boys and he put a Christmas tree up for me. And we watched Christmas movies and drank hot cocoa. And then once it got cold, we lit the fire one night. But all things that are my love language that he would not normally put up a tree. Like, he's adamant. A little, you know, no Christmas after this time. Me, I'm like, I will listen to Christmas all the time. But that really blessed me. Like, he was like, you go in another room, and I came out to this tree. And so I was really blessed by that. And I know it was something that he needed too, because he was getting used to working from home and being with us the whole time.
Yeah.
So it was just something that brought joy to our family for that night. And we're keeping it up until everything is over, because I really like Christmas.
So we've said,
a new one.
Yeah.
Christmas in the summer, in May. So instead of July.
April, what is this month?
April,
We've just, I think initially it was like the honey-do list, finally getting around to fixing some things around the house or, you know, painting, doing some touch-up painting and stuff like that. But we've had game nights. We're kind of really competitive, so it's been fun to have some game nights. We've found a couple series that we've watched as a family that we've just enjoyed, because we didn't really ever like sit down and watch TV together, you know. So that's been new for us. He's had the time to go jogging, and he's had the time to catch up on some things that he's just wanted to. I guess my cousin's kind of an introvert though, so he's not really like missing the outside world that much, you know what I mean? He's like, can we stay like this forever?
I don't miss the outside world either.
I know. I'm probably thinking the same thing you are.
I'm the one that wants to get out in our household. I'm like, can I just go walk around the store? Like, can I just go get out?
Yeah, I don't mind it. You know, but our spouses and seeing what their needs are is very different right now. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the keys is to just make sure that, to make a point, and this is something I've learned, because I think stress in the house as I've encountered it, mm-hmm. is all day long. Mm-hmm. It's all day and all night. And so when Greg comes home, I'm like, I need a break. Like, it's your turn, you know?
But that's dealing with newborns.
That's real. Yeah. I need a break. Your turn. But I have realized this, that I think watching our relationship and each relationship with our kids. So I have different relationships with the boys, maybe, as he understands my daughter really well. So it's a blessing to have him come in, and there's peace. And we just kind of know where that peace is, and make sure that we're all on the same page. Yeah. And then he makes us laugh, because that's so important. Laughter is important.
Yes. Yeah. But they can't read your mind.
No.
So if there's a need or something that is going forth, you have to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
That's true.
Ask questions.
Especially as an introvert, right?
Yes.
Because we don't always say what we need.
Yeah, have you seen those memes? It's like, all you introverts, checked on your extrovert friends, because they are not doing it. Yep.
Okay, yeah, so we were having a stressful moment in our house, and one kid is saying, can you tell him to stop doing this? And the other one to that. And so in the midst of that, I don't know if you guys, there was a commercial on about I don't think it's an insurance commercial about the neighbors were clogging at the top.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So they're dancing. And so all of a sudden that commercial came on and Greg just starts clogging in the kitchen. Like, he starts dancing. And I'm like, what are you doing? But what happened was, is it just broke everything.
Yeah.
And so laughter has a way, just being silly or finding a way to make light of the situation and then calms the storm sure.
Yeah, it's important.
We are getting lots of comments about thanking us for the discussion on tonight's topic. It has been really awesome. We have a comment here that moms have been able to see their young ones take their first steps. So this is kind of a moment, right?
I know, yeah.
We're watching moments and moments in our kids' lives, no matter what age they are, mm-hmm. is making sure that we're part of that. And just have a sense of what thankfulness mm-hmm. instead of negativity. It's easy to get negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's easy to lean into the negative, but it's easier, you know, to then take yourself back and say, these are some of the things we need to make sure we're watchful.
Sure. It's that process of renewing your mind, mm-hmm. you know?
So good.
I think the gratitude journals, I have one in here, are so helpful too. I like to do that in the morning too, just to have a
that's good.
Happy, joyful perspective on what I'm grateful for before they wake up.
Remind yourself. Yes. Yeah. I really am thankful for you.
Yeah. Before you start, you know, using me as a jungle gym.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
you and I'm thankful that I am your jungle gym.
Yeah.
I know. I think there's going to be some books that come out of this as my life in quarantine.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
My goodness.
Yep.
Shows, movie, well, TV. We just have a few more moments. And if there's anything that you guys want to tell any of our audience, and just a quick note, just one final thought that you want to give, just even if it's just encouragement. Mary, you wanted.
I just want to encourage everybody to be on purpose with this time and not just let it be something that slips away, but take advantage of this time. It's trying, it can be challenging, but we are overcomers and we do that by faith. And so we live by faith no matter what the circumstances are around us. So just take advantage of that and be on purpose about setting your attitude that I am an overcomer, I am victorious in this, and it's all going to be okay.
Praise God. Brittany, any final thoughts?
I'd say to ask questions to your family, to your spouse, to your kids. Make sure you're getting deep with them. You know, our 6-year-old finally told us, he's like, I'm having a hard time with this. Mm-hmm. And I had been asking him, but he was trying to, you know, be kind of tough and be okay. And I was like, you know what? We need to ask them every day and ask them. I asked my husband, I was like, are you doing okay? So talk to your family, talk to them in love, and just spend time together, real time.
Yeah, that's good. Just a few more seconds here, Lauren, you want to say?
Just to add on to what they already said was also talking to each other, talk to God.
Yes.
And ask him, what is the purpose for the day? And I actually was going to talk about purpose before, and just want you to imagine how important and how valuable each and every person is to God.
Praise
and
God.
To the kingdom of God. And just never forget that. Mm-hmm. Never, ever forget that.
Amen.
So important.
Right. Amen. Just a few final thoughts. We just want to encourage you, depend on God. Declare the word over yourself and your family. Bring comfort to them and to all of your friends. Don't forget them. It's important that you attend church with your family, even if it's online. It will build your faith to help you get yourself and your family through this challenging time. Don't forget to watch Victory Update that's coming up next with David and Nicole Crank right here on the Victory Channel. You can catch that every day, Monday through Friday. We're so excited you were with us tonight. We encourage you. We love you. Don't forget that we love you.
God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Bye, everyone.